the lights flickered once. It was really scary, but we were like, hopefully nothing happens. And then they flickered again, and they didn't come back.
Thousands of passengers were stranded Monday at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, just days before the start of the Christmas travel rush. A fire in an underground electrical facility brought the airport to a standstill early Sunday afternoon, with the power restored around midnight.
So here is what we know right now. One of Georgia Power's three substations had a fire. And at about 1:06 p.m., a power outage occurred at the airport.
Atlanta Mayor Karem Reed, who added that they're making sure the facility is safe and secure in the fire's aftermath.
There is no evidence to suggest that the fire was caused deliberately. Even so, we're taking this matter extremely seriously and making sure that after this fire event occurred, that the airport is safe and secure to begin operating.
The hardest hit airline is Delta, which calls Atlanta home and has its largest hub operation there. The effects, though, are nationwide, including Northwest Florida.
Just like any major weather event, we're going to have delays, and specific to this situation at Hartsfield-Jackson.
Tracy Stage is director of Destin-Fort Walton Beach Airport. He adds that Delta, the only airline with affected flights there, has a reputation for bouncing back relatively quickly.
We expect Delta to be full up and catching up on the flight cancellations as quick as possible. This is definitely a peak season for all the airports. We feel for the folks in Atlanta, and we hope for the speedy recovery, and we fully expect that to be the case.
Passengers intending to fly Delta out of Destin-Fort Walton are asked to contact the airline before heading to the airport to check on their flight status.
There's no sense in heading to the airport if the flight status is either canceled or delayed. Always contact your airline, and you can, you know, access our website, of course, to get all the contact information concerning your specific flight. And it's business as usual as far as coming through the airport.
The city of Pensacola, which owns Pensacola International Airport, declined to provide an airport official for comment. In a written statement, the city said it will take time to reposition aircraft and flight crews and to handle all of the affected passengers.
We're looking at the most air travelers for this year-end holiday on record. We're anticipating about 6.4 million Americans that would fly, which is about 4.1% more than last year.
Mark Jenkins is at AAA South in Tampa.
We're not even counting the people who are at the airports right now that might be dealing with delays. The anticipation is that things could hopefully return back to normal before the end of the week and the heavier traffic time really arrives.
Usually, the rule of thumb is for airline passengers to get to the airport about a couple of hours before their flight. But Jenkins says in this case, it's much better to arrive earlier than later and to expect longer lines.
At the baggage check, at the airport screening lines, if you know you're going to a busy airport, you might even want to add an additional hour on there just to make sure you have more time there, because you never really know what you're going to get when you're heading to the airport. It could be more busy or it might not be, in which case you might just have extra time to hang out.
The disruption led to nearly 1,200 flight cancellations to and from the Atlanta airport on Sunday, according to tracking service FlightAware.com. Delta canceled 300 flights on Monday. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.